Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. This morning I'd like to read a couple verses from Psalms chapter 97 and then jump into the New Testament and read some more. Psalms 97, verse 9. It says, "For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods." Verse 10 says this, "Ye that love the Lord," the one that's exalted far above all gods, it says, "Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." And so this is what the psalmist says here, that the Lord is exalted high above the earth, exalted far above all gods. Then it says, "You that love him, love the Lord, hate evil." And I just want to point out, you know, Jesus' teaching, how much are we to hate evil? In Hebrews chapter 1, it says that Jesus Christ loved righteousness and hates iniquity. Therefore, thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. And then we go to Matthew 18. This is how much we are to hate evil. He says, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire." And so here, Jesus here speaks some very radical words. And it gives a picture of what I just read in Psalms there, of hating evil. This is how much that we should hate evil. You know, in Romans it says, sin became exceeding sinful. You know, if we do not hate evil like this here, like the scripture teaches us here, we're never going to find deliverance from sin. And so I just want to encourage you as you listen this morning, do you really hate evil? You know, people struggle for years with immorality. And the reason why is because they don't hate evil. If you really hate something, you're going to stay away from it. If there's a person in your life that you really can't stand, you normally just end up staying away from him. You don't even get close. Or something you hate. You know, some people don't like certain types of food. They say they hate it. And they don't get close. They won't touch it. But this, my friend, that's what we need to do with evil. We need to hate it. If we truly hate it and love righteousness like Jesus Christ loved righteousness and hate iniquity, we will stay away from evil. We will be delivered from evil through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the question I want to leave with you, are you struggling with sin? Then you need, if you are, you need to come to a place where you need to hate it. Hate sin. Hate evil. Hate iniquity. And Jesus Christ will set you free. He says, "If the truth shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." So this morning, I just want to encourage you. Hate evil, love righteousness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we bless you and praise you and thank you for your goodness and mercy and love again. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is our advocate, who is our Savior, who died for our sin. We thank you for that unspeakable gift, Lord, and I just pray that you help us to continually hate evil and to love righteousness and love truth. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless.